Here in the U.S., a stark announcement from the White House hangs in the air. U.S. President Donald Trump and his wife, Melania, have tested positive for COVID-19. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." The 74-year-old president has always had high risk factors for the virus, both because of his age and his weight. He's been in good health during his time in office, but is not known to exercise much or to follow a healthy diet. The all-too-obvious irony, Mr. Trump has consistently played down the coronavirus and repeatedly suggested it would disappear on its own, even as he pushes for a vaccine in the near future. Almost 208,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States, with the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions especially hard hit. The president rarely wears a mask and has ridiculed others, including Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, for doing so. And he's belittled medical experts for insisting that face coverings are a key to halting the spread of infections. In addition, Mr. Trump has continued to hold large campaign rallies despite warnings from public health officials that mass gatherings are high-risk events. Last night on Twitter, the president had claimed that the end of the pandemic was in sight. Not long after that, news broke that Hope Hicks, a top White House aide, had tested positive for the virus. Hicks traveled with the president on Air Force One on Tuesday to the first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio. Meanwhile, the office of Vice President Mike Pence says he and his wife have both tested negative for COVID. The White House has issued a new schedule for Mr. Trump's activities. It does not include campaign trips. Still, the office of the White House physician says the president is expected to continue carrying out his duties without disruption, that he and the 50-year-old First Lady are, quote, both well at this time. All of this just a month away from the presidential election. Politico quotes Democratic Party strategist Andrew Feldman as saying this is the worst nightmare for the Trump campaign. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigns today in the critical battleground state of Michigan.